Psalms 16 verse 10. כי לא תעזוב נפשי לשאול, לא תיתן חסידך לראות שחת. This verse is one of the verses that talks about a different man than David in Psalms. And we could split it into two. The first verse talks about you will not let me die, meaning לא תעזוב נפשי לשאול, you will not let me die. And in a way we can understand this as either a resurrection of someone or the fact that someone cannot die. And the second one talks about a holy one, a righteous person that will not see corruption. Now, as we know, David saw corruption and David died. So Psalm 16:10 does not talk about David. That is the basic conclusion we can come to. That's one. What we can also know is that there will come a man who will not see corruption, meaning there will be a man who will be the righteous man, a man that sin will not exist in him, and that this man will not be allowed to die. Now, in the book of Psalms, as we discussed before, we see a lot of reference to someone coming from the line of David being the Messiah. This is one of the other verses that clearly shows us that an individual will come who will be white as driven snow and will not be allowed to die. In Acts 2:27, this verse talks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ being the man without the sin. And we must keep in mind that again in Acts 13:35-37, he says, you will not allow the Holy One to see corruption. And again, this talks about the coming and the resurrection of the Messiah or of Jesus Christ. Death symbolizes disconnection. It symbolizes the end of the connection with man and his current state and the current state of his relationship with God. This verse talks about a man coming that death is not a barrier. Death does not treat him like any other man, and his death should be perceived and conceived as something totally different than a regular human being dying. And David, being the greatest king of Israel and the closest one to God, had seen corruption and has died eventually. Here in Psalm 16:10, we clearly see a God talking about a man coming that his connection with God would be that death would not affect him, and the whole concept of death would defines the connection with God and mankind is taking in a totally different light, very different. And again, he will be without corruption, meaning he will be the righteous one without sin. That's why he says in Hebrew, לא תיתן חסידך לראות שחת, meaning you will not allow the righteous one, the holy one, to see corruption.